American State Trials, 1918 Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 231. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank G. C. February. I was present at Chief Lanford's office when Leo M. Frank and L.Z. Rosser were there. I took down Mr. Frank's statement stenographically. This, see post, POS 2M42, is a correct report of what Mr. Frank said. It was made on Monday, April 28th. Albert McKnight. My wife is Manola McKnight. She cooks for Mrs. Selig. Between 1 and 2 on Memorial Day, I was at the home of Mr. Frank to see my wife. He came in close to 1:30. He did not eat any dinner. He went to the sideboard of the dining room, stayed there for 10 or 15 minutes, and then he went out and caught a streetcar. Cross-examined Mrs. Selig and Mrs. Frank were present when Mr. Frank came in. I was in the cook room. You can see from the kitchen into the dining room. You can look in the mirror in the corner and see all over the dining room. I looked in the mirror in the corner and saw him. I was never in the dining room in my life. Manola went into the dining room and stayed a minute or two. I don't know whether the other folks ate dinner or not. I told about Mr. Frank not eating after I came back to Birmingham. I told it to Mr. Craven of the Ingreggie Company. It was before Manola went down to the jail. Mr. Starnes, Mr. Campbell, Mr. Morse, Mr. Martin, and Mr. All talked to me. I didn't see Frank or Mrs. Selig that Saturday through the mirror. I couldn't tell who was in the dining room without looking in the mirror. Helen Ferguson. I worked at the National Pencil Company on Friday the 25th. I saw Mr. Frank on Friday, April 25th, and asked for Mary Fagan's money. Mr. Frank said, "I can't let you have it." I had gotten Mary's money before, but I didn't get it from Mr. Frank, R.L. Wagoner. I am a city detective. I was in the automobile with Mr. Frank and Mr. Black, and his leg was shaking. He was under arrest at the time. J.L. Beavers. I am the chief of police of Atlanta. I was at the pencil factory on Tuesday, April 29th. I saw what I took to be a splotch of blood on the floor near the dressing room on the office floor. There was one spot and some others scattered around that. Cross-examined, I don't know whether it was blood or not. It looked like it. R. M. Lassiter. I am a city policeman. On April 27th, I found a parasol in the bottom of the elevator shaft. It was lying about the center of the shaft. I also found a ball of rope twine, small wrapping twine, and also something that looked like a person's stool. Cross-examined, I noticed evidence of dragging from the elevator in the basement. The umbrella was not crushed. L. O. Grice. I was at the National Pencil Company's place on Sunday morning, April 27th. The defendant here attracted my attention on account of his nervousness. Mekiar Stanford, recalled. The door in the rear part of the factory on the second floor on Friday evening was barred. The area around the elevator shaft on the first floor was dark.